Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
Listen, we talked about the Subtropical magazine a little while ago.
Yep.
There are lots of gardening magazines, and another one is the Organic Gardening Australia magazine, and a contributor to that magazine is Penny Woodward, and she is on the line right now. Hello, Penny.
Hi.
Good morning, Penny.
Hello.
Well done on the magazine again. It's always good, and it's been going for so many years now.
Yeah, look, it's about 14 years, so it's and it's, I think, going from strength to strength. It's
yes.
A great magazine.
Like, we were talking with Paul Plant from the Subtropical magazine, which
yep.
is a beauty too, because it's, I like these magazines, I like giving them a plug because there's good, strong information in there. And your magazine, this, or your article in this magazine, is about the spices that one can grow in the garden, cardamom and pepper and saffron and vanilla and all those type of things.
Indeed. Look, it was really nice to have the chance to write in some depth about some of these wonderful spices, and because it's an Australia-wide magazine, you know, some of the spices are more tropical, but there are certainly spices that can be grown in Victoria in more temperate regions as well. So it was great to be able to write about a mix of them, and probably one that is familiar to people, but a lot of people don't realise they can grow down here, is cumin, which is a fabulous spice.
Yes, it certainly is.
Yeah, and it's used in so many different recipes especially Indian dishes.
Yeah, so it's in the same family and closely related to coriander, and to caraway is another one. And they all like the same sort of conditions. They're all annuals. They all, you can eat the leaves of most of them as well, but they're mainly grown, well, certainly caraway and cumin are mainly grown for their seeds. So they're little sort of annual plants that you sow. Generally, you can do them in autumn or in spring. And then you just wait till they set the seed and harvest the seeds. And then you've got your own cumin and coriander.
Well, that's lovely. The thing.
Penny,
yeah.
Does this mean you're a pretty good cook as well?
Look, I have a confession to make. My husband actually does most of the cooking in our family. But
you grow
she
the spices
and he cooks.
Indeed.
It'd be lovely to walk out into the garden and have an absolute choice of all the stuff that you usually shake out of a container.
Yeah, and look, probably the most exciting one for me is growing saffron. Saffron is a gorgeous little crocus that you actually plant. You can get bulbs at this time of the year, so it's a great time of year to look for them. And they flower in spring over only a really short period, so you need to keep an eye on where you've planted them.
Yeah.
Beautiful purple flowers, but in the middle you've got these gorgeous stamens that you harvest, which is what saffron is.
And how do you use that? Because do you use them very frugally? Because they're so expensive to buy.
Well, it depends how many plants you've got. If you've got, you know, a dozen or so plants in the garden, then you will get, well, you get three stamens per flower, and you get sort of three or four flowers per plant. So
you'll be able to set up a little store at the front of your house and sell it.
Yeah.
Weight-wise, they're worth more than gold.
That's
yes,
right.
That's true.
Now, a spice that I like to use a lot is cardamom. I just love that fragrance, and it is sort of like growing a ginger kind of plant.
It is. It's in the ginger family. And unfortunately, down here, it actually doesn't get warm enough to produce the pods. But I grow cardamom down here for the leaves, so that you can actually use the leaves, which have this fabulous fragrance sent to them, to wrap food in and bake or barbecue, those sort of things.
Wow. What about vanilla, Penny?
Yeah, look, vanilla is an amazing plant, and again, it's a more tropical plant, but actually, if you've got a greenhouse, you could grow both vanilla and pepper in a greenhouse.
I've seen vanilla growing in a hanging basket, would you believe, because it's an orchid, isn't it? And then it's the orchid seed pod.
And it's a bit tricky with pollination, but it's something that if you're into, if you've got a heated greenhouse in the Kew Gardens just out of London, they have vanilla growing there. So if they can do it in a greenhouse in, you know, those really cold conditions, then you could certainly do
I've actually seen it growing closer, even down in Garden World Collector's Corner have vanilla plants growing in their hothouses.
Isn't
in
that
there.
Cool? Yeah. Well, you may have tempted some gardeners this morning on the big backyard. The magazine is Organic Gardener, and Penny, you have contributed a wonderful article in this edition, so thank you for telling us about it this morning, and we hope you have a fantastic day.
Thank you. It's been lovely to talk to you and your listeners.
Good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.